Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the show, my friends. Woof. What was a week of football? I don't know if the listeners of CITR and listeners of this particular show are fans of football. I mean, soccer, the game of the ball. But I am a huge fan, and those 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday night, morning, they were unbelievable games. It was Champions League semifinals. It was Barcelona versus Chelsea and Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich. So the Bayern Munich will be facing Chelsea on May 19th at the Allianz Arena in Munich at the Champions League final. It was two absolutely magnificent games. Woof, that was something else, and I'm still under incredible impression of those two games. Let's move on to the music from football. Today I've prepared a special No Facts themed show for you. This Tuesday, April 24th, the new box set came out by my favorite band No Facts. The name of the box set is called 126 Inches of No Facts, a singles collection. So basically in this collection there are 17 classic 7 inches plus one brand new unreleased 7 inch from NoFX. This unreleased 7 inch we just heard, it was a song called Thalidomide Child, and that's the name of the EP. And that was, I'll be playing you today the songs from all those EPs in order, starting from 1994 and finishing 2009. So it will be a show full of No Facts songs from this box set, which includes all the 7 inches by the band. The first song we heard, it was bad. No Facts, their very first recording from 1984, Thalidomide Child. And I've read the interview with Mike, and that's what he had to say about this particular release and this very first EP. He says, it's called Thalidomide Child EP. I found it at Fat Records. I found the original quarter-inch tape. We transferred it to that, and they were like, holy shit, this is terrible. And I go, I know, that's why we never released it, because it's so terrible. And everyone at Fat Records goes, come on, we gotta release it. So it's going to be an 8 song 7 inch, and only one of those songs has ever been heard before. You'll hear it's pretty fucking terrible. It's cool, it was recorded in 1984, and it's kind of cool. So the whole 7 inch is bad. It's the first NoFX recording, and it's pretty bad. And so we heard a song Thalidomide Child. Let's move on to the early NoFX material, and we'll start with 80s 7 inches. And let's start with the 7 inch, which is self-titled 7 inch. This 7 inch came out in 1985, and this this 7 inch was recorded in one day. So let's listen. This is a song called Six Pack Girls, and this song was later featured on Liberal Animation album. But this is the 7 inch version. Let's listen. NoFX, Six Pack Girls, 126 inches of NoFX.
Six pack girls, six pack girls, six pack girls, six pack girls.
Hello, 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 and you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. Today, we're playing 126 inches of NoFX singles collection. This new collection of 7 inches by my favorite band of all time, NoFX, came out this Tuesday on April 24th on Fat Records, and just... this week I got the package, I got the mail, and I finally got this box set, and it has 18 beautiful 7 inches inside this particular box set. And there were 2 versions of this box set. One was the... Probably you can call it deluxe, because this one was a colored version and each 7 inch was different color. And there is a regular version which has just all the 7 inches in one color. I got the deluxe version, so they look pretty very, very cool. So it's a really, really neat product. And if you're especially an NoFX fan, as I am, let me quickly tell you what we heard. It was bad. It was pretty bad. Early NoFX was, in my opinion, not as good as the later NoFX. Facts, especially from the 90s and 2000s, you know, we're still doing this TV show, this radio show, and we're going in order of records by the release date. So the last song we heard, it was the song called Shut Up Already. Later, the song was featured on Liberal Animation, the full-length album which came out in 1988. And this, the name of this 7-inch is the PMRC Can Suck On This. The cover of the picture has Tony Baker having love, basically doing love to Jim Baker in his bottom. It's later on, there's also another version of the 7-inch, the different cover art, which has a picture of Eric Melvin. Before that, we heard a song, two songs in one, in one set, called "Mom Rules" and "On My Mind." This is one from the 7-inch called "So What If We Are on a Mystic," and this 7-inch came out on 1986 on Mystic Records. This 7-inch was recorded in 2 days. And there is an interesting Vancouver connection to this particular 7-inch. There's an insert for the 7-inch, and you know how the bands always have a thank you, like thanks to their friends, thanks to bands, and on this particular 7-inch, there's also even a also big thanks to section. But there is a section which is called No Thanks To, and there's only one line, and it says Norman from Vancouver. I don't know who Norman is, but definitely he had some problems with NoFX back in 1986. And I opened this block of bad NoFX music, the song called Six Pack Girls, from their self-titled 7-inch, which was recorded in one day, and it came out in on Mystic Records on 1985. And it was a song called Six Pack Girls, later on released on Liberal Animation. Let's move on. Let's move on in the better NoFX in the 90s, and that's the time when NoFX became, in my opinion, one of the best bands in the world, and in my world, they are the best band in the world. Let's move on. I'd like you to play a song which is a B-side to a 7-inch called Lisa and Louise, and that's the fastest version of Longest Line. The same year, 1992, the band released the EP called Longest Line, and it was there was a version of title track, and it's medium size, you know, medium speed song, but the band did a fastest version, released it as a B-side, and El Jefe is singing this song. So let's check it out. This is Fastest Longest Line by NoFX from 126 inches of NoFX.
Yeah. Don't call me white. Don't call me white. Don't call me white. Don't call me white. The connotations where my nerves been. Could it be some magic generating the mess we're in? I understand that language breeds stereotypes, but what's the explanation for the malice, for the spite? Don't call me white. Don't call me white. Don't call me white. Don't call me white. I wasn't brought here, I was born circumcised, heredicized, a legion sworn. Doesn't mean I have to take such shit for being 50 now. I ain't part of no conspiracy, I'm just your average Joe. Don't call me white, don't call me white. Don't call me white, don't call me white. Represents everything I hate. The soul shoved in your mouth to cleanse the mind. A vast majority. Constitution burn. Wanna watch the White House overturn. Wanna witness some blue blood bleed red. I wanna turn and lynch the KKK. Wanna pull and shoot the NRA. Go to lobbyists to kill themselves. Murder the government. Murder the government. Murder the government. And then do it again, yeah. Murder the government. Murder the government. Murder the government. Murder the government.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down. We're playing today NoFX. 126 inches of NoFX brand new singles collection, which contains 18 7 inches by one of the best bands in punk rock, and in my opinion, and probably the best band, or at least my favorite band in punk rock music. Let's say that. Let me quickly tell you what I've played for you. That was a segment of songs from the first half of 90s by NoFX, and the last one it was from the 7-inch called Fuck the Kids. This 7-inch was released 1996. Yes, this is correct. And the interesting fact about this 7-inch that the band scheduled the studio time, and Fat Mike, he had written all the songs, but none of the other band members knew them. So Mike would teach the band the song at the studio. They would record it, keeping the first take where the band actually managed to take it through the whole song and then move on to the next song. I think it's pretty interesting strategy. I remember reading Mike's interview, and he was saying that for us it was a fun project, fun thing to do, and we wanted to do something like we did in the 80s when we just come to the studio for one day, and then we have like there's like 4 hours to record our five songs, and then we just do it. That was the same mindset they used for the. For this Fuck the Kids EP, or like 7-inch, whatever. Some of the songs, they were available on 45 or 44 of 46 songs that were not good enough to be our other records. That's the Rarities compilation by NoFX. But one song, one track was omitted, and it's a song with the not very good title. The name of the song is Stupid Canadians. And in, you know, and this song was omitted for this Rarities compilation to omit. To preserve the uniqueness of the original 7-inch release. What else? Before Murder the Government, yeah, that was the song Murder the Government, and this song was later available in the little bit different version on So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes. Before that, we heard Don't Call Me White. That's a 7-inch. The B-side is Punk Guy. Two songs from Punk the Drublic, and even Fat Mike, he said it's kind of rip-off, because just it's nothing special about this 7-inch, just two songs from the album, and he says that they put it out because they like the artwork. And there's a cute dog, I think the name of the dog is Poodle, I think this is the correct term for this animal, and it's a pretty cute dog. So that's probably is the only reason why they released this 7-inch. And we opened this block of NoFX music with Fastest Longest Line. This is a fast version of a song called Longest Line, and this song is sung by El Jefe. And even on the back of the 7-inch, it says the Fastest Longest Line with El Jefe trying to sing like Fat Mike. So this is interesting. Let's move on to the second half of 90s and to the second half of this box set, 126 inches of NoFX. And the next song on the list is All of Me. This is a cover of a popular jazz song which was written by Gerald Marx and Seymour Simmons in 1931. This song was performed by such huge jazz artists like Bing Crosby, Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, the Count Basie Orchestra, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Dean Martin, and Frank Sinatra. NoFX did their own version. They released a 7-inch, and this 7-inch came out in 1996. Let's listen. This is a cover of old jazz song by NoFX, and this is All of Me.
kicking in her ass and one in her cunt. A butterfly trapped onto a cliff, but who's got the remote control? That would be long to Louise. She got a new pet, a real vaginal tease. Mommy's little girl's gonna do what she please. If she don't wanna get a spanking, she likes to speak like a six-year-old brat. Mommy disciplined me, you're nothing bad. Start with the cat and she'll move to a crowd. But the one is willing to stop. She knows some girls just wanna have fun. With four creases inside of her labia, a little luggage while connecting each one. Revenge the girl from going astray. She'll be secure in her head between her thighs for a thorough night's up. Along with this, she'll be taking her piss so Louise don't have to get up. Two goddesses in love, one reset below, one reach from above. One short in cuffs, one covers keys. The purgatorial touch of Louise.
It's just a- The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
April and Discorder is here. Daffodils are blooming, cherry blossoms blossoming, and Discorder smells spring fresh off the presses. Check inside for monthly faves, The Overeducated Grumbler, on the topic of Dan Levy, getting textually active with rock stars, and news on the venues you know and love. Read up on the lovelies of Ruffled Feathers, Indigo Kids, and Dirty Spells, and figure out where to pick up hard copies of their stuff at your favorite local record store on Record Store Day. Reviews, calendars, charts, interviews, art projects, photos, write-ups, and teardowns, all that and more in your free April issue of Discorder. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displace Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
This April at the Rio, open mic nights will now be happening twice monthly. A showcase of local musicians, comedians, poets, and variety acts. Doors at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8 for these free 19-plus events, April 4th and 18th. Want more live entertainment? Check out Dirty Dancing Burlesque at the Rio April 5th, a burlesque show featuring live music with all the hit songs from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack and burlesque inspired by the movie. Saturday, April 7th. Back by popular demand, it's the Big Screen Barrel House 2, a modern throwback to the silent film era. Film classics will have their soundtracks reimagined by some of Vancouver's most talented acts. Wednesday, April 11th, it's Canada's own classical pianist and DJing wonder kid, Chili Gonzalez. Get your advance tickets through the Rio website today or at Red Cat, High Life, and Zulu Records. Wondering what to do on 420? For only a toonie, come out to the Champion of Champions variety show. The audience will determine a first place $500 and a second place $150 winner, and will get the chance to win some swell swag for themselves. For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheater.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show we all fall down. My name is Tim, and today I am playing for you 126 inches of NoFX. That's a brand new box set which came out on Fat Records this Tuesday on April 24th, and it includes 18 7 inches by NoFX. Yes, and I played you lots of music. Let's go over it and let's see see what I've played for you. The last song, it was a track from a band's 7-inch called Surfer. This was a similar idea to Fuck the Kids. The band went to studio. This time they did it over a couple of days. At the same time, it's still very, very rough. Not rough recordings, but exactly the same idea. 14 sloppy songs, and it's fun. Before that, there was a song called Cyclone B Bathhouse. Probably not. No, it's not the rarest 7-inch by NoFX, but it's not the one, you know, not the popular one. This 7-inch was the part of Fat Club that was club at Fatrak Courts, and over the course of 12 months the people who joined the club they were receiving one 7-inch from different bands like Strung Out, Enemy U, the Lawrence Arms, Strike Anywhere. I remember they were on this part of this club, and NoFX, their edition came out on in September, and it was a 2-song 7-inch. One song was Cyclone B Bathhouse. This is a song we heard, and the B-side was Spaghetti Song for Spanish TV Show Spaghetti Motel. Let's move on. What else? I don't normally play that much vinyl, so it's a little bit challenging to play in every song of a 7-inch and at the same time engineering the radio and, keeping all my notes together. It's a little bit messy now, so I'm trying to keep everything organized, but it doesn't look that I'm successful at that. The Pods and Gods, that's the song we heard before Cyclone B Bathhouse. This song was supposed to be on the record, which came out in 2000. The song Pods and Gods was supposed to go on the record, but My Vagina went instead. It's an interesting song which features a kind of new wave-ish intro, and it's also a pretty rare 7-inch. I'm not sure if it's definitely not available anymore, but I think it's pretty expensive to get the used version. And yeah, this song was supposed to go on Pop Up the Volume, but My Vagina went instead. The other song which actually made it to Pump Up the Volume was Louise, and it's a pretty nasty song, and it has a couple of bad words, so I'm apologizing for not correct language, but it's punk rock radio show, so sometimes this happens on this radio show. So Louise, it was a song of Pump Up the Volume, and the band released a 7-inch Louise and Lisa. Lisa was an old song, and Louise was a side from the, like, at that time it was a new album, Pump Up the Volume. Before that we heard Timmy the Turtle. Timmy the Turtle, it was a rejected song from So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes. And Duncan from the English band Snuff, he sang most of the song. He does the vocals on that song. And Timmy the Turtle, he is the guy who works with NoFX, and he is in charge of merch. He sells merch, and he also, I don't know if he does it like nowadays, but I know for sure that back in old days he was actually counting the people who went into the club, so NoFX, they wouldn't be screwed by promoters. So Timmy the Turtle, and actually there's a line in the song which says he counts and he clicks. This is that refers to his clicker, and basically he counts the people who went into the show, so NoFX won't get ripped off. And I opened this block of NoFX music to the cover of old jazz song called All of Me, and NoFX did a very interesting version. The song was later on available on the compilation in 1997. Whoa, lots of NoFX, lots of information. Let's move on. Let's move on to the 2000s, to the basically nowadays. In 2003, there was a 7-inch called Regaining Unconsequence. I'm still to this day I cannot pronounce this word, but if you know NoFX, you know what I'm talking about. That was a 7-inch which came out before the war on terrorism in 2003, and the 7-inch had 3 songs, and the CD version had 4+1, four songs and one hidden commercial where El Jefe with his radio commercial radio voice does the pretty lame but at the same time funny commercial for the new NoFX album. But also there is a song called Hardcore 84 on this 7-inch, which is exclusive for this EP or 7-inch. And this is a song about, you know, old days, about hardcore in 81, 82, 83, 84. And Melvin sings most of the song, but in the end of the song, Fat Mike comes into the melody. And this is, I think, this is one of the, like, I'm a huge fan of, big sucker for melodies in punk rock, but this is one of my favorite melodies in NoFX and in the whole genre of music. So let's listen. This is Hardcore 84 from Ben's 2003 EP called Regaining Unconsequence. I hope I pronounced it correct. Probably not. But at the same, yeah, let's listen. This is NoFX, 126 inches of NoFX, and this is Hardcore 84.
Massachusetts, 'cause I couldn't be controlled. I moved from Massachusetts. cause it was fucking cold. I moved from Massachusetts cause I wanted to tenfold. I moved from Massachusetts because my house got sold. Straight out of Massachusetts, straight out of Massachusetts. I moved to California, I heard it was a place to be. I moved to California, to the San Fernando Valley. I moved in with my mother, cause I could afford the rent. I moved to California, they thought I had a speech impediment. Straight out of Massachusetts, straight out of Massachusetts. Straight out of Massachusetts, straight out of Massachusetts. I moved from Massachusetts, cause I couldn't be controlled. I moved from Massachusetts, cause it was fucking cold. I moved from Massachusetts, cause I did what I was told. I moved from Massachusetts when I was 5 years old.
To do, and you know, I made a decision when I was 40. I'm going on the wagon, you know, no more drinking, no more drug taking. No, well, this is a beer, but you know, this is light beer. It's not even like drinking beer.
I become a cliche. I become a cliche.
Okay, well, I have a drink or two at shows, but only to loosen up. I totally stopped doing drugs. Well, prescription drugs are, you know, it's different. It doesn't have to be my prescription. If the doctor prescribes these drugs, they've got to be pretty safe. But, you know, I definitely don't do street drugs anymore. I mean, unless you got some.
I become a cliche.
You're not holding. That's cool. No big deal. You know, I never do it unless it's just around and someone's offering. Well, I know a guy. Yeah, he's like 10 minutes away. I'll drive. You know, I got money too. We can just stay here. I'll be back at 20.
I become a cliche.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM. Yes, correct. In Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. I'm playing OFX today for you. The new box set, which includes all 18 singles, 7 inches, came out this Tuesday. And I got it this week, so I'm playing only OFX today. Let let's go over songs which I've just played for you. The last one, it was a song called I've Become a Cliché. This song came as a bonus CDR for the people who pre-ordered the album Coaster, last studio album by the band Coaster, or a Frisbee, which is the same album but in the vinyl format. I've actually pre-ordered two different vinyls, and I have two different CDRs of those bonuses, and I now see on eBay that they're going pretty expensive, because it's basically just a CDR. There's no big deal about it, but for the fans, for collectors, it's pretty good. So when I, you know, maybe in the future, I'm not going to sell it on eBay. I'll just be big collector of NoFX stuff. I like this band. It was a song I've Become a Cliché. It originally came out as a CDR, and now the band included this release, but on the 7-inch for this special singles collection. The B side is a demo of the song called Quitter, which is included in the last studio album called Coaster. Before that, we heard a song called Straight Out of Massachusetts. This song is from Cocky the Clown 7-inch. And this song, the 7-inch, was released after the last studio album came out. Then we heard an acoustic version of a song called 13 Stitches. 13 Stitches, this song is from the album The War on Errorism. And there was 7-inch, which came out after the release of the album, and which included acoustic version of 13 Stitches, the song we heard, and the B-side was Glass War. This song can be heard sometimes as an intro, like this instrumental from the song Glass War is usually, not usually, but sometimes is an intro song for NoFX. And I opened this, the last block of NoFX music, the song called Hardcore 84. The song was released on 7-inch, I have to say it again, Regaining Unconsequenceness, something like that. But this 7-inch, which came out prior to the release of The War on Errorism, and the harmony in the song is just fantastic. The Fat Mike does such a great melody. He is the king of melodies, and it's my favorite band, so obviously I have some feelings for those males in this band. That's it. That was it. That was a special edition of We All Fall Down, where I played songs from 126 inches of NoFX. That's a new singles collection available through Fat Records. If you enjoyed that, if you like NoFX, you can order it. Yeah, they still have copies for $100. I'm not doing the promotion. I just see the price on this screen, and I'm just letting you know. So if you liked it, the price for it is about $100. It's a neat box set, different colors. For an NoFX fan, it's a beautiful present. That's it. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca, and I also have the blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. On this blog, I have all the episodes of the show, and on the right side, I also have all the upcoming punk rock shows in Vancouver. So if you're looking for the list of upcoming punk shows, go there. I also have the Facebook page, We All Fall Down. Just, I think, if you search on Facebook, We All Fall Down, it will be there. And my Twitter page is Tima_Tsar. That's it. And the last song will be an acoustic version of the song called My Orphan Year. This song was released on Coaster, on the last studio album. And then the band released a 7-inch, My Orphan Year, acoustic version was on this 7-inch. So let's enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week with some more punk rock music for you. And this is My Orphan Year, acoustic version by NoFX. Bye-bye.
My father had dementia. He lied in bed for months. Once in a while he'd call me and ask me to fly down. I told him that I'd love to, but I had things to do. And so he died without his son. I heard about it drunk after a show. My mother battled cancer for over 7 years. I nursed her and I held her when time was running out. The night before she left me, I drank scotch all night and thanked her for everything she'd done. Raising me alone wasn't much fun. So Dad, I can't forgive you, but I'll never forget. Months I wouldn't see you, and when I did, you'd be out with your friends all night, alone and only nine. I'd watch the outer limits, scared out of my mind. I wonder if you felt the same the days before you died. I wonder if you even knew why I wouldn't come around. I bet if you had been there, there wouldn't be this song. Goodbye, parents. For once, I'm sincere. 2006, that was my orphan year.